Now I want to talk about properly funding your business. Properly funding your business is critical for startups, and it's very important for any growing business. You've got a lot of funding options. They include self-funding, debt financing, equity financing, and supply chain financing. Let's talk about each one of those. Self-funding is almost essential every time that you start a business. You almost always have to fund the initial research and the initial product development and many of the other early stage activities. It usually comes from your savings and from your retirement and from investments from your co-founders. Debt financing has a lot of different sources and a lot of different types. In debt financing, you can borrow from friends or family on a personally guaranteed note. You can get loans from banks and other financial institutions, or you can get hard money loans or private loans from individuals. Whenever we borrow from family and friends, there's always an implied risk with that about what happens if we don't pay it back, and how will we damage the relationship if things really turn south. When you get loans from banks and other financial institutions, there is invariably a lot of hoops to jump through and restrictions on the way that the funds are being used. And when you get hard money loans or private loans, be cautious about the points that are involved and the exceptionally high interest rates that we've seen some people use. There are a lot of different types of loans. Installment loans require that you make a standard payment every month, and at the end of the term of the loan, all of the principal and interest has been paid. With lines of credit and credit cards and revolving lines of credit, you pay interest or make a minimum payment that is all of the interest and a little bit of the principal every month. With promissory notes, you may have balloon payments. You may just be paying interest along the way, but at some point in time, the note comes due and you have to come up with all of the money to repay the loan. With convertible promissory notes, the intention is that the amount of the loan will be converted into an equity position in the company, so you may never need to repay that. Equity financing is about selling a part of your company, and it's covered by a lot of regulations from the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC, as it's come to be known, was created in 1933 as a result of the Great Depression of 1929. One of the reasons for the Depression was that individuals were selling people a part of a company that didn't exist. And so the Securities and Exchange Commission was created to prevent people from fraudulently selling a part of a company. What is an equity financing arrangement? An equity financing arrangement is defined as being an investment in an enterprise with the expectation of profit through the efforts of others. It doesn't include bank loans or founders' capital, but it does include practically everything else, including borrowing money from family and friends that's not guaranteed personally, and hard money loans and private loans. They are technically an equity investment in your company. The key here is if you're even considering selling a portion of your company to someone else in order to finance the growth of your company, is to get training and use a good securities attorney. Get somebody on your team who has successfully raised capital before. Because if you don't, the state or the federal Securities and Exchange Commissions could order you to give all of that money back through something called a right of rescission. So don't dink with this one, just like we talked about with compliance. If you think about selling some of your company to an individual where they have an expectation of profit through your efforts and not their own efforts, then it's covered by the regulations of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and you need to really do your homework and get your training on this one. My favorite of all the ways to finance the growth of the company is through supply chain financing. Think about the money that's flowing into your business and out of your business. Typically, you pay for your goods and services before you collect from your customers. So for example, if I have a consumer product, I have to build the product, I have to have it in the warehouse, I have to have it on the shelves, and it's only when I sell it to somebody else who puts it on their shelf, or when I sell it physically myself, that I get any money for that. I have to front all of the money for product development and for inventory. Sometimes when I provide professional services, I have to pay people on payroll before the client pays me. The way to extract money from your supply chain is through down payments and prepayments from your customers and deferred payments from your suppliers. So when you sign a deal with a customer, make sure that they're giving you a down payment enough to cover your cost of doing the deal. Make sure that they are paying you in advance and extract money from your supply chain in that way. Another great way is to extract money from your suppliers by asking for deferred payments, for asking for 60-day terms or 90-day terms. And this certainly happens to you, especially when you're dealing with the government or very large companies that may arbitrarily simply send you a note that we've decided to give you 45-day terms, or we've decided not to pay your invoice for the next 90 days. And they've got you over a barrel because you can't really sue them, because the cost of pursuing a lawsuit and any sort of damages that you might be able to claim are far greater than any benefit that they might have provided you from paying on time. So you just have to live with it. So this is a key. Think about supply chain financing to extract money from the outside market so that the money comes in to you before it flows out to your suppliers and your employees. When it comes to funding your business, think about how much to start with. And that's a very, very good question. It really varies dramatically from business to business. You have to get good support from CPAs and other management professionals in order to figure this out. A general rule of thumb is that it takes 2 years of operating capital, including your compensation, in order to properly fund a business. For some companies, that can be a couple of $100,000. For some companies, that can be a few $1 million because they consume money and cash much more rapidly. Ideally, you would have a plan in place to break even very quickly. I've seen some companies actually break even before they even opened their doors because they pre-sold their products and services and they collected money in advance so that they were cash flow positive and profitable on the day that they opened the doors. But that's extremely rare. Most companies go through some sort of development phase in order to develop their products and services and get them to the market, and in order to sell them to their clients before they can ever think about breaking even. If you're raising capital, think about a phased funding approach, which is also called program funding and milestone-based funding. You want to determine the overall strategy before you begin raising capital. Whenever you raise capital for a business, you may have a Series A round, a Series B round, and a Series C round, which is the language of raising capital and the language in the securities world. It's really helpful to know what round three might look like, or round C might look like, before you raise that initial capital in Series A. Think about that phased funding approach, where I'm going to raise enough capital in order to get my products to the market, and then I'm going to raise expansion capital, and then I'm going to raise more capital beyond that. That will tell you how much money you need to start with, which is typically what your Series A is. Here's a general rule. Moderately overfund your business. It always takes more time and money to start and grow a business than you think that it's going to. And underfunding can put you in a place of desperation very, very quickly. But you can't raise $1 million to start a hot dog stand. Make sure that the amount of money that you are setting aside to fund your business is consistent with other businesses who have started in your industry. This is another point where you want to make sure that you've got somebody on your team who's been there and done that and can really help you figure out accurately how much money you need in order to properly fund your business from the very start.